You're listening to SBS News.
Cameron Hamilton works as a roving cleaner at Melbourne's busy Flinders Street station. The 52-year-old has had multiple employers and previously wouldn't have been able to accrue long service leave. But as a member of a new benefits scheme, that time spent working now counts. Victorian Treasurer Tim Pallas hails the scheme's success.
After 7 years of work in that industry, you have an entitlement to 6.1 weeks of portable long service leave. Now, that's an entitlement that's been denied many workers in these industries, largely because of the high mobility within the industry and indeed the nature of contract employment, which often associates with this industry.
Short-term contract cleaners, community service workers and security guards are benefiting from the scheme, with 211,000 employees having now registered in Victoria since its inception 2.5 years ago. Security guard Thelis McDonald is one of them.
This is amazing for the security guards, and it's well overdue. This is really going to give me and my family a bit more stability and just encouragement.
To fund the scheme, some 2,600 Victorian bosses, like Glenn Saunders from National Protective Services, now pay a levy to ensure their workers retain their long service standing if they move to another employer in the same industry.
As an employer, I'm proud to say that we're part of the portable long service leave, and that we fully support the program, and it's hugely beneficial to us as a business and the future of our survival in the industry, as it is with the employees that we employ.
Two out of three scheme members are women, and Treasurer Tim Pallas says they're often overrepresented in low-paid and insecure work.
And one of the things that the pandemic has taught us, that insecure employment, mobility across businesses, can lead to injustice and unfairness. This is one small contribution that the government can make to ensure that workers get their entitlements and that businesses, particularly businesses that are keen to make sure that they have an attractive offering to stay in this industry, to get the entitlements that every other worker expects, are available to those workers.
Queensland has a similar scheme to Victoria's, while other states also have portable long service programs, largely focused on construction industry workers. Gareth Borum, SBS News.